You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 38, Defenders to All. Second podcast this week. Woohoo! Hey, I leave for Austin, Texas today, within the next couple hours here, to attend my first Austin City Limits. It's a three-day music festival with many bands. God, if I had to count, at least 60 of them. So I look forward to seeing some of these bands, like Pearl Jam, Eminem, Foster the People, Miniature Tigers, you know, a lot of these bands that I've been fans of for years. And, of course, I've seen a lot of them before. So next week's podcast, when I get back next Wednesday, we'll cover the show and what I did. And so anyway, speaking of traveling, this is my fourth flying trip this year so far. While I love to fly, I do miss flying in the days before 9/11. So just so much hassle going through security now. Another discussion for another time. For now, let's start the news. The Supreme Court of the United States denies repeals from five states. So same-sex marriage is legal once again for some states here, namely Utah. So the higher court refused to hear the appeals from the five states, effectively denying their cases. So pretty much threw them out. So once the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals issued their order, the states were free to start issuing marriage licenses again. So now, same-sex marriage is legal in 30 states. For those of you keeping score, that's over half the nation. Woo-hoo! Here are the states added this week: Indiana, Oklahoma, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin. And then the additional six states, due to the other appeals courts that are now legal, where same-sex marriage and marriage equality is legal, are Colorado, Kansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Wyoming. So, yeah, that's 30 states right there, counting all the other ones that have been legal for some time now. So given other appeal court's decisions, there will be five other states. So since Monday, when this was issued, which was breaking news on Monday morning, Nevada has also lifted their ban and have started issuing marriage licenses. But for now, due to a last-minute state request, marriage equality is still not legal in Idaho. So, the state north of me here still have... I don't think that's going to last too much longer. I think they said maybe a week at the most is how the ban will still continue to be on. So, the ball started rolling last year when Utah went legal for 17 days. The federal judge ruled it was unconstitutional, and for 17 days until the state found a way to get an appeal in there and stop it, we had legally married couples here in Utah, which was shocking. I think I did a podcast on it already, and at least a blog post on it as well, that I was shocked that Utah actually fell into this early. I really was sure Utah would be one of the last states to gain marriage equality. But, hey, things change in a positive way sometimes. And to those who are still fighting against this, please stop. Just stop. It changes nothing for anyone currently married. Nothing's going to happen to your marriage unless you want it to and cause it on your own terms. Your gay neighbors marrying isn't going to affect your marriage in any way. In fact, it's just going to enhance the legal status of marriage for everybody. Families. Stop thinking of yourselves and your bigoted attitudes and start thinking of happiness for other people. So religions still aren't forced to perform same-sex weddings. So, if you hear people complaining, oh my gosh, they're going to force it. No. They're just wanting to rain on everyone's happy parade here. So this has happened before with interracial marriage, so it too was banned for years, but made legal due to a Supreme Court decision back in the late 60s. So, people, equality wins in the end. Say Anything TV show slammed by John Cusack and Cameron Crowe. So it's obvious that Crowe and Cusack haven't given their approval on this. So a little bit of minor history here. So a lot of times TV shows get created off of movies, you know, and usually when TV shows get created for movies, they usually try to get the approval of the director or the person who wrote the screenplay. Well, in this case, that would be Cameron Crowe. And John Cusack, who played the lead role in that 80s movie, you know, basically, you know, they really need a buy-off on this. So both of them this week tweeted their distaste for the NBC TV series that's being drafted up. So 20th Century Fox owns the cinematic property of the movie Say Anything. But as I said, it's, you know, pretty common to get the director's approval when the movie's made into a TV series. And obviously they didn't, or they're not wanting to. So here's my take. Leave the movie alone. Don't bastardize it by taking it to the smaller screen. The movie was perfect on its own. No need to extend the story. The story was great. The movie, you know, there was no need for a movie sequel. Why do we need to make a TV series out of it? So I'm with Cameron Crowe and John Cusack on this, and I hope their opposition will echo to those who are writing the script and stop this green lighting of this project. George W. Bush says brother Jeb wants to be president. Oh, no. I don't think we need another Bush in the White House. So now for those of you listeners that are Bush fans, you might want to fast forward through this segment. I was no fan of Jeb's brother for the 8 years he was in office. You know, I can go into that, but let's stick to this story for today. So their father, you know, in the late 80s was better, at least comparatively, for the 4 years he was president. Jeb was governor of the state of Florida for 8 years, and from those that I know that lived there and have talked to, and you know, over the years, you know, he was a mixed bag. Some good, some bad. You know, I mean, you know, just basic decisions. You know, so, you know, granted, most politicians at some point during their term are the same way. You know, some good, some bad. You know, but I just don't think we need to extend the Bush legacy. I mean, what chance do we want to take on a third Bush trying to control this country? So I, you know, again, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, what's the cook your chickens before they're hatched or something like that. Or I just don't see it. You know, there's not a good history here, you know. Like I said, every president's had their issues, you know, even the ones I support and voted for. So, you know, it's not a party thing. It's, you know, I just don't see how this could be a positive thing for the United States, you know. So I'm sorry, Jeb. Find another option, you know. Stop trying to, you know, get into the quote-unquote family business here. So I personally, like I said, don't need it and I don't want it. This week's rant. Cable boxes diminish the functions of a television. So let me go into some details here. So we have Comcast for our television. Back a couple years ago, they did away with all analog signal broadcasts. So in the past, you didn't need a cable box if you weren't getting expanded cable channels. So if you were just getting local channels, you know, you could literally plug the cable directly into the back of your TV and let your TV's tuner tune into channels, you know, 2, 4, 5, 7, 13, 11, you know, all the you know, the basic local channels. So when they did away with the analog signal broadcast, that analog signal went away. So when you plugged it into your television, nothing happened, you know. So then you needed a cable box to watch TV, so which basically, you know, turning your HD TV, however much you spend for it, you know, $600, $1,200, $3,000 into a fancy screen set to channel 3. So no more built-in tuner support if you have cable, you know. So, yeah, I'm bummed, okay? This bothers me a lot, which is why it's this week's rant here. So so if you want to use your built-in tuner now, you just need to get an HD antenna. So either roof-mounted or they have ones that you can that can sit right next to the television. You know, local antenna signals are based on where you live too. So sometimes, you know, you have you know, signal distractions and things like that. So the better the antenna, the better directional you have, like, you know, put it on your roof or inside your attic, the better signal you're going to get from that. So the signal that you get from that HD antenna is in the clear HD for your local channels. The included cable box that we get without paying any extra, so Comcast gives you one cable box without charging you extra for it, is SD, or standard definition, meaning it doesn't broadcast HD, or high definition. If you want cable high definition, you need to pay $10 a month for an upgraded box. DVR is extra on top of that. So this means that the cable company is taking, follow me on this one. The cable company is taking an HD signal, shoving it through the wire into this SD box, and then downgrading the HD signal to standard definition and displaying a crap picture on your HD TV. So when we watch television now, I mean, you know, channels, like if we're watching local channels like on CBS or NBC or ABC, you know, the picture is pixelated. It's stretched. It's, you know, they try and take an SD, you know, the signal is just pure crap, you know. You know, I won't go into, you know, the crap we get from their Comcast On Demand, which, you know, tries to shove it down to this stupid box here. So, for me, unacceptable. But somehow, you know, I don't pay the extra $10, you know. It's ridiculous. An HD signal comes across, you should be able to get the HD signal. They should have, you know, maybe a cheaper HD box instead of one that's a little fancier. And, you know, I don't get it. But they are getting away with it. You know, I'm tempted to ditch cable for local channels and just get an antenna or go with DirecTV. But then you have the other side of it, which is the cost. You know, the cost of cable. I mean, the cost of television, you know, through satellite or cable, you know, I mean, it's just insane how, you know, I mean, I know people that, you know, aside, even just outside, on top of what they pay for, you know, broadband internet, you know, they're paying $150 a month for television. Television, $150 a month. Oh my gosh, you know, that's just insane. So, but that, you know, that's another rant for another episode. This week's shameless plug. On Sunday, it was 3 years since Steve Jobs had died. Wow. It's hard to believe it's been 3 years, you know, since he passed away. All too young, 56, you know, gosh, I mean, just a visionary for the many things that he's brought to us Apple fans. I mean, starting with the original, you know, Apple II computer, going into the Macintosh, you know, the iMac, when he came back to Apple in 97, the iPhone, iPod, you know, iPad. I mean, just, you know, the Apple TV. I mean, I have all these products, so, or have owned them over the years. So, you know, I've been an Apple fan since 1985 and an Apple owner since then, I should say. And, you know, his visionary, you know, I mean, I recall hearing the news that day. You know, it was the day after they had an Apple event the day before. So, you know, and it was just sad to hear that. But, you know, his legacy lives on in the devices we use today. Rest in peace, Steve. Defending equality is my game. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.